Hey guys, it's Laura, here with my first podcast ever, so bear with me, as I am trying to figure this out as I go along. So today I will be talking about Bartholomew's article, Inventing the University, and basically providing my insight or opinion on his article and how we can translate that in today, in 2016, because after all, this article was written some time ago, I think exactly about 30 years ago. 30 years. So time has changed. That being said, I do think that a lot of the points that Bartholomew has made is still accurate to this day. I do think that his main point on how students need to talk with confidence and show that they have knowledge in an area that they write about. I mean, it is kind of obvious if you say it out loud, but not many of us do it. It provides much more credibility, and therefore your professors are more likely to take you seriously. For example, this past summer, I was working at a laboratory, and I was doing experiments and everything going into it. I really didn't have much background. I mean, I did take AP Biology, so that did help some, but I really didn't know the jargon or the ways of a professional laboratory and how it worked. But with what words I did know, and may I add, Wikipedia and Google did help as I searched things up. I would use more scientific and technical terms. I was working in a neurobiology lab, so therefore using specific parts of the brain was helpful. Knowing and using the word are both important. They go hand in hand, obviously. But when my laboratory overseer, I would say, the PI, as they call it, would point to a picture of a brain and talk about it. And if you showed that you have an understanding of it, therefore if she pointed to the picture and I noticed that that was a hippocampus, and I used the word hippocampus, I gained much more credibility among her. So, translating that into your writing, it shows that you have a knowledge of this topic, and therefore you can talk about this topic. I mean, anyone can talk about anything, really. But whether or not people are willing to take you seriously is another thing. And I'm pretty sure that we do want our professors to take us seriously, especially as incoming students in the university. And that is something that a lot of us are scared of. Or maybe not, maybe it's just me, but I know that I definitely want credibility among my professors. And I think that coming off with confidence in my writing, that I know what I am talking about by using that language that is compatible to the topic that I'm talking about, will help with that. I do think one thing that can be tweaked upon, and I don't think that Bartholomew is completely not for shutting this idea down at all. I think that it is important to stay true to your voice and who you are, especially now in this day and age. And I don't, believe me, I don't think that Bartholomew is saying, no, you can't have your voice in a paper. But a big thing that was said in the article is that we do need to change our writing styles according to the type of paper we're turning in, which is truthful. You would not write the same in a blog post as if you were writing in a research paper. Definitely different writing. But I think it's also to keep in mind that you need to keep your voice in both of those papers. And why I think it's more apparent in this day and age is because, especially now, people are trying to connect to the reader, trying to show, or the reader is trying to, let me rephrase this. People are trying to connect to the author and make a voice or a visual for the author, who that author is. And if the author has a specific voice, it is more helpful to the reader. Let me put it this way. So when we were writing our college applications, we wanted to show who we are. And that is a different style of writing. It is more of narrative style, I would say. But still, voice was very important. And why was that? Because we wanted to put a face to our words. I mean, colleges aren't able to see us. So we rely on voice to show that. And I think that's just as important in any other paper that we write. Because what readers try to do is we try to make connections, visual connections in the head of what the author can be like, so we can then relate to the author more so. And even if it isn't a research paper, obviously things need to be more straightforward, not as descriptive and everything and that. But you can still have your own style that shows through, that lets the professors know that this is your work. This is the work that you are putting forth. So I would say that in Bartholomew's Inventing the University, he was very accurate in a lot of the statements that he was making. I do think that it could be built upon. But overall, I agree with what he says. And I would say that would have to do it for my podcast. I will see you guys in class.